Good morning.
Good morning.
As Father Andrew mentioned, my name is Jenna Stevens, and I am a proud native of Davidson and a newly baptized member of the Catholic Church as of this past year. I already have to ask for forgiveness because I couldn't print my testimony, so this is why I have my phone, so I apologize for that. I think I can speak on behalf of all of the neophytes when I say that as a parish, you have more than done your part in welcoming us with open arms and open hearts, supporting us in our faithful journey these past several months as we study and follow the Lord. Life is full of moments that hit both ends of the emotional spectrum and everywhere in between. Since I only plan on being up here once, I am going to do my best to paint you a picture of my own faithful moments to show you how much it means to me to be able to stand here today with all of you. At the age of 6, I became a child of divorce. My mom moved to South Carolina and my dad worked all the time. So given the circumstances, it was best for me to live with my grandparents. I remember soon after moving in with them, I told my grandma that I didn't believe in God. If there was a God, he would not have made me live without my mom and dad and made me different from all the other kids at school. He would not have hurt me like this. With no brothers or sisters to go through this with, I just felt very alone. My grandparents did their best to convince me in all sorts of ways that there really is a God. I also remember a night where instead of reading me a bedtime story, my grandma decided to teach me the Lord's Prayer. I didn't know what the words really meant at the time, but looking back now, I realize she gave me one of the greatest gifts of all time, and I think of her whenever I recite these special words. My grandparents instilled values in me like following the golden rule, finding my passion, and that one person can really make a difference. Together, they taught me what it is to stand up in the world and live the way you believe. I knew very early on about myself that I wanted to go discover the world, learn about all the kinds of people and how they live and how we can help one another. My adventures have taken me all over the world in the last decade, living in South Carolina, Washington, D.C., England, France, most recently Jordan, and visiting 25 other countries. I moved to Jordan in 2011 to work for 1 year at a boys and girls school developing their international exchanges and other classroom projects. I thought I was going to be the one doing all the giving and helping, but actually it was quite the opposite. Most people do not think positively about the Middle East, but I think that's because they rely a little too much on the media and have never experienced Jordan or the Holy Land for themselves. It is truly the heartbeat of the world. I started taking Arabic lessons from an elderly lady named Miss Asma, who founded a language school. Upon our first meeting, I learned all about her life. How she lost a loved one nearly every year, it seemed, her husband, 2 sons, her 8-year-old grandson, and she was also losing sight in her eyes. She had been wearing black every day for years. Sounds pretty tragic, right? On the contrary, she is the most positive person I've ever known in my entire life. What Miss Asma talked about even more than her hardships was how she was so grateful for her life, her family, and that Jesus has never let her down. Her faith never wavers. I had never seen such spirit like hers, and I found myself rushing to her doorstep for more than just lessons in Arabic. One day, she had a card waiting for me. It was a story of the footsteps in the sand. I brought it here. It was the last paragraph that really got me when it said, "The Lord replied, 'My precious, precious child, I love you and would never, never leave you. During your times of trial and suffering, when you saw only one set of footprints, that was when I carried you.'" was in that moment that somehow this wonderful little old lady, 7,000 miles away from everyone and everything I thought I had left behind, could see me, knew what I was most afraid of, and could comfort me. This was the moment when I really let Jesus into my life. I began helping out with some translating for missionary work around Jordan that took me to families' homes who basically lived outside, with no money, no food, their mattresses were lying on the dirt ground. Jordan is a safe haven for so many refugees. I met a young Iraqi woman who was my age, well-educated, and actually was the main provider for her family. She told me her story of how one day she came to a sticker on her door that said that if her and her family did not convert to Islam, that they would be killed. The next day, when she came home, she found her mother's lifeless body on the floor. She used all of the family's money to get them out of Iraq because she was not going to give in and change her faith. I was in awe how all of these people I encountered seemed to have everything and nothing all at the same time, and made me want to commit to my faith even more. As Americans, we don't have to compromise our beliefs to stay alive and can move freely. This is not the reality of the rest of the world, though. After my journey to Bethlehem before Christmas of 2012, I knew I was mentally ready to come back to Michigan, be closer to my grandpa, and figure out how to make a difference where I come from. Most importantly, I was ready to explore entering the Catholic Church. Why Catholic? I have heard this so often from people I know and complete strangers. Growing up, the only times I ever really did go to church was here with my friend Diane and her family. Being here felt normal, kind of like home. Having a personal relationship with the Lord is so important and takes constant efforts through prayer and giving yourself the time to pray and listen. But what really appeals to me is the unity of the Catholic Church all over the world. No matter where we are hearing the same message. Diane has remained a loyal friend and has been my sponsor, giving me guidance and answering all of my questions along the way. There is no one else I would have wanted by my side through this process. She has a special way of explaining things. When I asked the difference between Catholicism and other religions, she responded, "Well, Catholicism is the whole bucket of water. Other religions are slightly different by the spoonfuls of water that they take from the bucket. You need to decide. Do you want the spoonfuls or do you want the whole bucket?" I chose the whole bucket. I'm not done yet. So in preparation for my baptism, it kind of came to me that I should return back to Jordan, and I was lucky enough to get that opportunity. The day of my baptism was by far the best day of my life. To be back in Jordan, the place of my own spiritual awakening, in a place with such biblical significance, I knew this was exactly where I needed to be. With my close friend Jennifer and Father John by my side, I was submerged into the River Jordan. During the whole time, though, I couldn't help but think, "I'm all yours, Lord, but please don't let me swallow this water." After my baptism, I only had one stop to make. I had to go see Miss Asma to share with her the great news of what I experienced that day and say thank you for the role she had played in it. Upon my arrival in Jordan, I learned that Miss Asma recently suffered a stroke that left her paralyzed on her left side. It was the same thing that had happened to my grandma. As we sipped on our mint tea and visited, she must have sensed some of the sadness in my eyes. Her next words surprised me, even though they shouldn't have, and will stay with me forever. "The body is weak, but the soul, it is still fresh." In true Miss Asma fashion, her faith in the Lord and his plan has never wavered. Through her, I realized that we all suffer loss of many kinds before our time on earth comes to an end. Maybe the loss of a job, a home, movements of certain body parts, and our loved ones. But no one or nothing can take away our faith in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All of my wandering, learning, and the special people who are part of these moments have led me to this very moment with all of you, where I can finally say there's no place like home. Home is here in Davison, Michigan, at St. John's, in God's house. A hole in my heart has been filled that could not have happened in any other place or time. And I'm sorry if I went a little over in Father Carl style, but I couldn't give you just a spoonful. I had to give you the whole bucket.